welcome to our podcast.
So what brings you here on the non-traditional student experience? We are your hosts,
Erica
and Celeste.
Welcome to our second episode on the Chancellor Student Experience. Today we have a very special guest with us today, my good friend Saya. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Saya. I'm a second year at UChicago. I'm also a transfer student coming from a small school in the Northeast, and I'm excited to speak with you guys today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Well, first of all, I guess, could you give us an overview of where you transferred from and why?
Okay, I came from a really small school in the Northeast. It's called Colby College. It's one of the NESCAC schools, and definitely very similar to where I grew up. I grew up in a small town in New Hampshire, and definitely was an experience to just come here, which is like almost like maybe the complete opposite of my previous college.
Awesome.
And so could you speak a little bit about why you decided to transfer? Were you planning to transfer when you got to Colby? What was your experience with that like?
Okay, so initially when I first came to Colby, I was a little hesitant, especially because it was very similar to where I grew up. And I always thought that I would maybe venture out a little bit out of my comfort zone. I was going from like a very rural town to another rural town, just a little up north, and probably being surrounded by very similar people, but maybe a little bit more diverse. So I kind of like had a feeling over the summer, but I always kept an open mind. I had a few family members who also transferred, but I wanted to really take my own experience as my own and approach something with like a new positive mindset. So I immersed myself in the college, joined student government, a bunch of organizations. I was also a varsity athlete in some form, but I decided to, I guess, initially just think about the application process in January of 2023, which is like kind of maybe typical or maybe atypical, but basically I really wanted to just really be immersed in the college experience, at least my first fall semester. The reasons why I decided to transfer were, there are a lot, but I still like have a very positive outlook at my and like impression of my previous college. All of my friends are still there. I just visited in December. I love it still. Like, it holds a very special place in my heart. But transferring to UChicago at the end of the day was more about opportunities, wanting to put myself in a new different, completely different environment, and at the end of the day, just like find something that was a little bit more close to my professional interests.
What type of community have you found here, and how are the people here different than the people that you might have met at Colby?
I met a lot of people from New England, from Colby. They're all amazing, but I also wanted to branch out of my comfort zone a lot, and I've met people from around the world here, and people from just different walks of life, and I definitely would not have gotten to experience that staying at my previous college. And I feel like that's really important to me, at least, to have in a college experience. I've met so many cool people who are so interested in a ton of different things, and I feel like I just wouldn't have that exposure growing up in the same, I guess, like small college town environment that I like grew up in most of my life.
So I guess on this episode specifically, we want to focus a little bit more about the O Week experience, because I know we met during O Week, Saya, and we have had discussions about our opinions on it. So first, just generally, how was the O Week experience for you? I know it's been a while, but just try your best.
I think generally it was a great experience. The overall O Week structure, I feel like as a transfer, I have a lot of thoughts on this, but I did appreciate that they did have some specific transfer programming. But in the future, I would want to see like a lot more, especially like a more developed curriculum. Especially because I feel like transfers have already been through the college process at least like one time. They've been first years in their own right at another college or university, and I, especially like regarding, I know we've had a lot of discussions about the transfer lunch. I feel like restructuring different activities could be more beneficial in different ways. The transfer lunch is something that the college hosts for all transfers, and they, I guess, like kind of present us with like a really fancy meal. We are able to like network.
Like, the general setup was just very like unnatural, I feel like.
It was very...
How was it structured? So can you guys walk me through it?
Yeah, yeah. So basically you walk in and there's like a bunch of round tables that sit maybe like 8 to 10 people.
Okay.
There's a huge like centerpiece in the middle. So if you're trying to have conversation, you're like dodging in between like...
Like a floral arrangement. Yeah, like a,
it was.
There's also like... A, from you. I think yeah. there was like... There were icebreakers in the middle, like intended to create conversation, but it's kind of hard when you're shouting across the table.
So it was a little overdone.
Right. Like, I 100% appreciate the fancy lunch. But
yeah. It was so fancy.
How was the food?
The food was honestly pretty good.
Yeah, I remember it being very good.
Like, much better than a typical dining hall meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I appreciate, but also I feel like if this is an opportunity to get to know other transfers, like typically, I mean, I came in with a friend, so she was sitting right next to me, and then I slowly, like, more people started migrating to the table, but I already knew some of these people as well, so it's not like I was really meeting anyone new, and so you only really get to talk to like 2 or 3 more people. So I feel like if it was more just like maybe if we had like a transfer dinner in that setting, it would have been nicer. But before, like, have like a cool icebreaker event, like networking opportunities where you can stand up and like freely move around a room, or just like have some kind of organized activity to do together.
And there was a presentation component. Who was in attendance?
There was not. Oh, there was literally, they just sat us down. We had the fancy meal and like had awkward conversation across that gigantic centerpiece. Like, no one used the icebreaker.
That's funny. It was so memorable.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I think afterwards, like in the middle of the meal, one of the transfer like staff people said a few words. I honestly don't really remember what they said. And then they were like, oh, if you're done with your meal, like near the back, you can write like a postcard to yourself, like your future self. Which I think that was the organized activity.
Okay.
But the issue with that is writing a postcard to your future self is a very, like, personal and individual activity. Like, you're not going to be, like, chatting someone up in the middle of, you know, reflecting on what you want your future self to know, right? So I feel like they had an organized activity. It just wasn't, like, one that would bring...
Community
yeah,
building.
Yeah, bring community building or, like, have transfers be able to, like, mingle with each other. So that was my issue with it. I don't know if you want to speak more.
No, I had similar issues with it. But I feel like it... Obviously, like, next year is, like, an opportunity to do better. And hopefully, like, I get to be involved in some part of the planning process for that. I feel like I have a lot of thoughts on it. And obviously, like, criticism, like, constructive, I think. That would greatly beneficial future transfers, especially because the college is just admitting more each year. At least that's what it seems. So I feel like maybe investing a little bit more in like providing thoughtful, like discussion provoking networking opportunities so that transfers get to meet each other and learn from each other, because it can be an isolating experience, especially like coming in as a new student to a completely new college environment, and just like being thrust into a new like campus academic environment and creating a whole new circle of friends. I feel like transfers could find the opportunity to bond together if we have a more concerted activity.
Do you remember any other transfer specific events other than the luncheon? Because that's the only one that I really remember having.
We were organized into different cohorts of, I think, 3 separate cohorts under 3 transfer peer mentors who were previous transfers themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think we did like a few activities with them, but also some of them were optional, some of them were required, and you just sat there and listened to a presentation. So I feel like just creating more bonding, and maybe what I would have liked to see is more transfer peer mentors, because I feel like a larger group of transfer peer mentors would make for like smaller groups of transfer, so you were able to better get to know everyone instead of huge like 40 group.
Yeah, I think we had like 40 people in each group.
Did you guys get any useful guidance from the transfer peer mentors? Did you find that helpful?
I think they were. I just also feel like obviously like stuff falls through the cracks and you don't come in with like as clear of an idea of like what you maybe want. Like, you obviously like talk to a few people, get thrown in a different direction. I think it would be helpful to also have like specific transfer advisors mm-hmm. instead of general college advisors, because transfer credit can be extremely difficult to navigate, and getting approved for all of those extra credits or just like credits in general can be extremely difficult, filing petitions. Like, I'm still working through some of it myself. So I feel like a more informed perspective with advisors who are solely dedicated to learning about the transfer process mm-hmm. here would be really beneficial for transfers.
Would you want that to be like a specific transfer advisor for that first quarter or that first year, or for like the rest of the time that transfer students have at the college?
I feel like they should at least be available for the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I would definitely want to stay with them as well, because personally, I think that would be great. And I work a lot with like career advising, like career advancement here on like my more professional, I guess, aspirations.
What are you interested in, by the way?
I am a political science major, which is declared, but I am also interested in like business, entrepreneurship, law, pre-law. So it's a little up in the air right now, depending on like what my additional major will be, but I definitely think I will be majoring in political science.
Well, Eric and I were also wondering about what you thought of the aims of education. We were thinking it's kind of a quintessential U Chicago O Week experience. I don't know if you had an O Week an O Week of any sort at Colby, how that differed.
Yeah, should we talk about that first? Like, how your O Week was at Colby and how that compares to the one at UChicago?
Yes, so obviously going from a small school to a, like, I would say mid-size, it's kind of big for me, but a mid-size school is definitely different in terms of your orientation, just experiences. At Colby, I felt like I was scheduled, like, from, like, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
How long was the O Week at Colby?
At least 4 or 5 days.
Okay. That's like comparable to...
Comparable, yeah.
Totally. Right. Mm-hmm. So there were always like organized activities, stuff to do. They kind of send us out on our own, like having lunch for your, like with your, like with just people you don't know, like for the first time, just like it says lunch instead of lunch with this group. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. I feel like at UChicago, it's a little less organized, which makes sense. Like, they don't force you to do anything. I guess Colby, everyone attends orientation. It's kind of, it feels mandatory, even though I don't think it says it's mandatory. I might be wrong. But I definitely went to every single activity, partly because I wanted to make friends, but I wanted to meet new people and take advantage of, like, being a college student for the first time. It's kind of like the first year jitters. But here, I feel like people definitely didn't show up to some presentations. Not that I think that they needed to, but just different in terms of, like, enforcement and, I guess, overall participation.
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit of the culture here. I don't know if it's maybe a culture difference. Being, like, a larger school, like, obviously they can't account for everyone. Like,
yeah, and keep track of everybody. I also think small liberal arts colleges seem good at kind of cultivating community mm-hmm. during orientation and coming up with, I don't know, nice icebreaker activities.
No, it definitely feels like summer camp. It feels like you are back at like a New England summer camp and you're sitting in the grass talking about yourself and trying to get to know everyone. So here, obviously, when you're like walking across the Midway to go to a certain like orientation event, it just like it's radically different. Mm-hmm. But obviously, like, I appreciate being here, and I feel like it's a great opportunity for me to branch out of my comfort zone a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you were integrated into the UChicago community by the end of this O Week?
I feel like in some ways I definitely got a better idea of like my bearings on campus, mm-hmm. and I wasn't totally lost going to class, even though it's a significantly larger campus than my previous college was. But I feel like obviously, just I got to meet a bunch of first years and transfers, but you don't really get to meet the second years because they don't go through the orientation mm-hmm. experience with you. So you're kind of being thrown in that arena as soon as classes start, because then all of the RSOs are recruiting or you're trying to join them, applying, and then you get to meet more of the college community.
Mm-hmm. Because transfers were included in a lot of the first year activities, it was like there wasn't that much specificity, and like no one really knew what to do with us. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like whenever I told someone, like, oh, I'm a transfer, like, am I supposed to be, you know, like, where am I supposed to be? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? They were like, oh, we don't really know. Because they were mostly focused on, like, you know, the first year. So mm-hmm. I feel like if they had activities where they wanted to combine first years and transfers, which I feel like is also important because even though we are not new to college, we are new to this specific learning environment. So I feel like having us with the first years does cultivate that kind of, you know, like make sure that we're all on the same page in terms of what the academic environment is going to be like, what the general social environment is going to be like. But if they do combine us, they should have like a clearer direction to whoever is helping out, like as to what the transfers are supposed to be doing, like where we're supposed to go, so that way we're not like running around like wondering, oh, do I count in this activity or like am I supposed to be somewhere else?
Right. So. I don't know. I would like love to develop an actual program, at least having some like ability to sit down with like a transfer advisor and be like, these are the credits I've been given, which I think we were given kind of late, or just like I'm still confused on like specifically which credits I have and which I need to like petition for. But I think that just like being able to sit down with transfer advisors who know how the college works in terms of credits and what I need to graduate and also like succeed, like if I want to double major, if I want to study abroad, those are huge considerations you need to take into account while planning your academic schedule, especially because we already have 3/4, I guess, of credit maybe allocated towards our academic experience, maybe more, maybe less. So if you're coming in as a second year, so being able to sit down with somebody and have them help you and sit with you and like sit side by side with you and just go over everything would be insanely helpful.
Other than like the transfer luncheon, as a transfer, you don't really like have a way to meet other transfers. I mean, okay, there was a transfer Discord, but
there
was
some Instagram group chats.
It died.
Yeah, I feel like nothing is
that was a little helpful over the summer. But
I mean, I hadn't considered that, how useful it would be to really connect the transfers in the first week here. Mm-hmm. So you guys are just aware of each other's presences,
right?
And can, I don't know, connect further about your experience, because obviously it's shaped by the fact that you're transfer students.
Like, even if you want to completely be integrated in the school and never speak to another transfer student again, which I highly do not recommend, because I met some really cool transfers here, I think it would be great to at least, like, establish some semblance of, like, a community support network, mm-hmm. especially because I think I can't just, like, talk to a first year or another student in the college about my specific struggles trying to get my like placement into this one class, or emailing like all of the departments trying to figure out what class I'm supposed to take.
It's almost like an affinity group.
I really do think that. So even having some like transfer support system also would be extremely like good for the college. I think that would be a selling point, seeing that a college has a specific like support group. If I'm a transfer student, like looking at a college, I would want to see that there's like specific transfer resources mm-hmm. and like a community already established that I could just easily join and like meet a bunch of cool people. Like, part of my struggle was like, who could I find that was like a political science major in the class, or just like a group of like the transfer group above me that could help me try to figure out the political science introductory course requirement. Like, do I really need to retake 3 classes, or could I speak to the department head? Like, how do I figure that out? So I was able to like LinkedIn stalk people and figure it out on my own, but I feel like that should not be a thing. There should be like a group where I could like go to and be like, I'm a political science student, do you guys know any political science transfers? And that could easily be told to me ahead of time.
Oh, like a transfer network or something. Yeah, that would be helpful, because I will say, I think all of this year's UCMP transfer peer mentors were like econ majors or tangential to that.
So I think so.
Not a lot of diversity in terms of like what academic guidance they can give.
But I guess if you're transferring, maybe you transfer to UChicago because of its reputation for economics.
Perhaps. Actually, that could be.
Maybe that's why there's an overrepresentation.
I just don't think there should be at least like a few more. Like, could we do 6 instead of 3?
Yeah, like 3 for like 150 is quite
is a lot. Is not enough.
Like 120, 100. Like, I feel like just like smaller groups, maybe more programming events specifically for transfers.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like smaller groups would definitely help with like transfers getting to know each other a little bit more. Because I think when were the times where like our UCMP groups just had the entire group there to do something or get to know each other?
There was the scavenger hunt.
Okay, that one was optional.
This is also we're redacting this.
No, that's okay.
I also had an optional scavenger hunt.
That was a time. I low-key kind of embarrassed myself in the scavenger hunt. So, no, that was a time. Because you know how you're supposed to send photos and they're like, oh, send photos to, like, the group chat. And, like, everyone else doing it was so not really into it. And I was like, you know what? If I was really into it, maybe that would, like, make the transfer community a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
Girl, it was not better. I was so embarrassed.
Like, I think I was supposed to be there, and I did ditch, so.
You should have, because yeah. That was, yeah, I feel like when people aren't really into it.
I feel like
yeah,
maybe a different activity.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get, like, scav is, like, a really, like, big part of, like, UChicago culture.
My peer mentor was really into it.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, and so I think by proximity to her, we all kind of just got
we're really into it.
Into running around campus and see, trying to beat that. The yeah. other. Because for us, it was a contest, right?
Yeah. No, it was a contest for us, too. I just don't know.
Maybe there wasn't enough incentive.
Yeah, beforehand. I feel like maybe, like, if we had, like, within our transfer groups, like, maybe even, like, one more bonding session before that, then people would be more willing to show up to the scavenger hunt and actually participate in it. But it's like, you don't even know any of these people. Like, why would you, like, do a skit with them all of a sudden, you know, on a Divvy bike? That was really embarrassing.
I think I saw the photos.
No. Literally after that, I was like, I think this is why I'm an introvert. It's not going to change. Like, so if you were in my peer mentor group and you remember this experience, just...
Oh, you know this what? Is bad still... publicity for the university.
I'm dead. No, but I feel like by the end of the week, like, I still feel like I was integrated enough. And okay. I mean, I met you and, like, another transfer friend through a week, and, like, we still talk, like, basically every single day. So they're, like, my best friends here. So it did work to an extent.
I also scouted her out beforehand on Zoom, so...
Should this be redacted? No, or?
It's okay. It's okay.
I think it was your guys' grunt work then, and not the university's program.
We bonded in real life.
Yeah. No, that's so funny that, like, because before everyone arrived on campus, we did have, like, a Zoom meeting with the entire transfer group. Although
and
not
so
everyone.
I saw Erica and I was like, that girl.
We were
she's
the
cool.
same breakout room. Yeah. Which is so crazy that she thought that of me, because I was literally in the middle of cleaning my room. And I was like, oh, like, the podcast, or not the podcast. The Zoom meeting is, like, right now. And on my chair that I was sitting on, the only chair I have in my room, I had, like, a stack of, like, maybe, like, 50 jackets on there. So I put on, like, the blur background, you know? And then as I was giving my introduction, I, like, shifted a little. Everybody could see how messy my room was. And it just looked like I was sitting on a pile of clothes. So I remember, like, in the middle of my introduction, I was like, oh, sorry. Like, I was in the middle of cleaning my room. So bad. Like, I still think about it sometimes. And then apparently, like, Saya thought that was cool of me.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
We were in the same, like, six-person breakout room.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was great. That was honestly pretty good. Like,
yeah.
That was a time.
And then she sat behind me.
Oh, yeah, at the one of the presentation things.
And you clocked her as being from the Zoom meeting?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you friends with a lot of transfer students?
My go-to friends are my transfer friends. Mm. But at the same time, like, I've met so many cool people through RSOs and different organizations and even my classes. Mm-hmm. And you just, like, here it's so easy to just, like, stumble on, like, a new friend. Totally. At least, like, for me. Like, I was bumped into someone, like, who's, like, really interesting to me, like, at least, like, once a week. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, I want to be friends with you. So I feel like, I don't know, I think it's really interesting. And there's definitely opportunities to make friends if you seek them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess that is a very fair point because, like, it's not like everyone, like, even if we were first years, it's not like everyone who goes through a week is going to, like, already feel especially integrated because Like, yeah. Isn't there that saying that,
a lot of the things that you guys were saying, I felt, too, as, like, being with the first years. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And it's a lot of serendipity and chance who you bump into at what event. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your meeting with the dean of the college?
Okay.
Like, talk about your transfer experience.
It's still a work in progress, but I was able to snag an office hours appointment at the very last minute with Dean Hale in the fall to kind of just try to start talking about and, like, starting the conversation around transfer students and how they might receive more programming, maybe creating, like, a transfer student advisory council. It needs a better name. I think TSAC is not a good acronym. But I feel like we could really create, like, some sense of community and, like, maybe divert, like, a few more resources into supporting especially the transfer students. I think as people, like, might or might not know, transfer students, I think, at UChicago are very, like, I feel like a lot of them are super, like, go-getters. Obviously, if you end up here, like, I think you deserve to be here. But I feel like I've seen so many upperclassmen transfers who are just, like, chosen for certain committees in the college, like, represented. I think at, like, the recent COP delegation, like, I think two transfers were, like, represented out of, like, a delegation of, like, 8 or 9 students, which is super impressive, especially because I think to be chosen, you have to be super impactful in the college community, know a lot, be great in classes, like, standout person in general. So I feel like having some transfer leadership and some, like, advising on in terms of, like, college programming, academics, could really help the overall transfer community. And yeah, I feel like I've kind of started, like, getting the ball rolling. Honestly, it's on me at this point to, like, start the actual process, but I feel like it's, like, a small step forward and just, like, to kind of, like, try to achieve more transfer, like, resources and representation maybe in the college. I think it's, I'm just really interested in, like, making sure that transfers are equally represented in the college, and making sure that they have enough resources to do well in the college, given, like, kind of, like, a more, like, untraditional academic path.
Yeah, I would say you bring up some really good points. Yeah, that's interesting. I never really thought about, like, making sure that transfers are equally represented. I don't know if I've met any upperclassmen transfers in the events that I've been to, actually.
I've just sought them out more. So,
yeah.
I feel like I know a fair few of them. Mm-hmm. Just, like, making sure that, I don't know. I feel like just, like, in general, having more of a transfer cohort and just, like, I feel like I would be willing to, like, help future transfers try to figure out their direction in the college. But I feel like a lot of other transfers would be open to this idea as well. And I feel like if we could at least have, like, some kind of network, I'm not saying, like, a spreadsheet or anything, but just, like, some general, like, know-how about, like, who knows who, like, who could be able to, like, help you with this specific thing if you want to get into a certain RSO, like, who could talk to you about it and, like, let you know, like, what they're doing, like, different leadership opportunities, especially because a lot of students come in as second years or incoming third years. Just, like, obviously there's more of an incentive to, like, hit the ground running and making sure that you're on, like, a certain academic path. You have, like, one less year to explore the college and all of its offerings. So making sure that you're on the right path, because obviously you don't want to be stuck in a situation where you want to, like, keep requesting more and more graduation quarters. I like extending the quarters you're allowed to graduate, because I don't think it's particularly easy to do that either.
Yeah, and I would say, like, I think we mentioned this last podcast too, but, like, I personally, I don't know, maybe this is an imagined bond, if anything, but, like, personally, I still want to stick with the class of 2026 as much as possible. And that means that I really cannot afford to, like, mess up my academic planning or anything. So
I think you can even get precarious beginning as a first year planning here with all of the core requirements. So I imagine for transfer students, it's really, I don't know, like, very imperative that you figure things out early and you have knowledge coming from people who know what they're doing. So I definitely think it would be so useful to pool knowledge and just, I mean, Saya, you seem really dedicated to this effort, so I have no doubt that the programming next year is gonna blow people out of the water.
In a few years
we'll give it a second. Gotta I get through winter quarter first?
No, real. Like, this quarter is...
My essay so is due much. In 24 hours.
Oh my God. Mine is in 6, okay.
Oh my gosh, oh. Good luck. Wait,
are you okay?
Like, have you started?
Yes, like, yeah.
Okay. No, that's such a slay. That's good.
Thanks, guys. No, don't look time. At me. That's
6 hours, like, no, that's plenty. That's plenty. Like
6 p.m.?
No. 6 hours.
6 hours
now.
Left.
Oh,
so like 11:59.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have time.
You, yeah, you're smarter, girl.
It's a U Chicago minute. Like,
exactly.
So yeah, I also feel like in terms of like what you were speaking about college core plan, like college core planning, especially because this U Chicago has the core. A lot of them are sequence based too. Mm-hmm. So that means coming in your first year, I think there's like a huge push to kind of take all of the college core classes, but there's also kind of a pull to try to start your major requirements, especially if the college, like, you don't know if they've taken all of your requirements yet, like from your previous university or college. So maybe we can rethink the way that like transfers are kind of noted in the system, or like designated in the system, like for the pre-reg system, to maybe there could be a separate designation that's like a little more wishy-washy, where we can like get a lot more eligibility, like for core classes our second and third years, and then maybe fourth years we take it off a little bit.
Okay, well, as we wrap this up, I guess, what's your stance on your transfer experience?
I've loved it. I've met such cool people. Obviously, I really miss my old college. Shout out, Colby, people listening to this, if you are. But I love UChicago. I love Colby. But the opportunities here have just been amazing for me. But I've met so many cool people, and I'm a firm believer in making any place, like, I think any place that you go to can be your home if you try really hard and have a positive outlook. But obviously, I transferred for a reason, and I'm glad I'm here. And I've had so many opportunities with so many cool people like Erica.
Oh my God. And
yeah, I love like getting to know everybody and being in the college community.
Thank you so much, Saya, for all your insight.
Yes, and thank you so much to our listeners for listening to this episode.
And we'll see you again for our third episode of So What Brings You Here, our podcast on the non-traditional student experience.